Zebra mussels are disliked enough because of how they crowd out native species. Imagine huge piles of them washing up on your lakefront property. That's why the DNR is ready to make it quicker and easier for property owners to get permits to clean up what Marty Griffin describes as snowdrifts of shells. Griffin is the statewide water policy coordinator for the DNR. Right now, he says property owners have to pay $500 for an individual permit to rid themselves of the shells beneath the ordinary high water mark.
Anything below the ordinary high water mark is publicly owned, and a permit will be needed to remove any of that material. So on those particular lakes, a lot of those shells get washed up way above the ordinary high water mark. So the options are pretty simple. You can just go out there and, by any means necessary, get that off your property.
Beginning August 1st, the agency will begin rewriting regulations on how to remove shells below that ordinary high water mark. A general permit will still be needed, but Griffin says it'll be cheaper and more readily available, much the same as how zebra mussels are handled along the Great Lakes.
So we did create a general permit for the Great Lakes, but unfortunately, we just don't have one for this activity for inland lakes.
Griffin expects to have the new streamlined regulations in place before next spring. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.